Blog Talk Radio.
And that's what God has always been, is good to me and good to you too. Good to you. God is a good God. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I'm so glad and just so thankful for the ones that have tuned in and have decided to spend some of your time with me this afternoon. I appreciate it so much. It is March the 8th. We're, what, a little over, right about a fourth of the way through March already. 7 p.m., Central Texas time. Hallelujah. For anyone that's listening by computer and would like to call in, our guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And be sure and click 1 on your phone that puts your hand up, and that makes me to know that you would like to speak with me and have prayer. So, good deal. Well, today, this morning, I got up and, of course, most of the time I'll click on Facebook when I'm having coffee, you know, when I first get up in the mornings and stuff, and just sitting there relaxing. And it's so funny because something I already had on my heart, but I clicked on it. A friend had posted a little thing, and it said, when you finally learn that a person's behavior has more to do with their own internal struggle than it does with you, you learn grace. And I thought, that is so good. I mean, that is so good when we are able to realize that people have issues, and many times the way that they're acting out and doing things that it's maybe not because they dislike us or they've got an issue with us. It's that they've got issues in their own heart. You know, if you've ever watched a person, and most of us have, people that have attitudes and a way that they're living their life, and we think they weren't raised like that, you know? They're going against everything that you know was the way they were raised, or maybe that the examples that they had. You know, sometimes we'll kind of label, well, they're just a rebel, you know, or they're just a black sheep, you know, of the family, or this and that. And you know, sometimes tend to be judgmental, not being, seeing deeper that it's somebody, you know, typically what we're seeing, those are telltale signs of somebody that has a wounded heart or a wounded spirit, and they're acting out of the wounds that's in their heart, that's in their life. I have found that almost always when you're seeing something going on in someone's life, that there is a root cause behind that behavior. And the thing that I'm focusing on tonight is rejection. Rejection is something that I think everybody in this world encounters and deals with to some degree, some way more than others. But you pretty well won't go through life, go through this life without encountering rejection from some. Whether it's from friends, classmates, teachers, family members, people on the job, bosses, we do encounter rejection. And sometimes rejection may be things that, you know, that we've brought on ourselves that we need to clean up our act, so to speak. But sometimes there are other issues involved there. And sometimes it will be the very favor of God that's on your life that will bring rejection. That favor that causes others to see, you know, sees others to see the excellence that's in your life, it'll provoke people to jealousy. And so sometimes those that are jealous will seek to pull you down or to try to steal the favor. You know, they'll try to get on your good side for you, you know, basically use you for connections and for the connection that you are to try to steal favor from you. And then there's others that will condemn you or try to bring condemnation on you, maybe even tell lies and things like that, to try to bring you down and try to thwart the favor that's on your life. You know, and there are some people that have simply gone through rejection, you know, particularly children, because the other people in their lives were just had issues of their own and were so self-focused. You see this a lot with kids that have parents that work a lot, or maybe they have siblings that have problems. And the little ones sometimes will just feel rejected. You know, they got parents at both of them's work, and maybe they have activities outside of the home that keeps them busy with things. And I mean, we really see this a lot today in the social structure that we have this day and time, that so many kids, they're babysat. You know, they're put in with babysitters, they're put in daycares, they're, you know, the TV, television, the computers, their babysitter, because parents just flat don't have time or don't take time, don't try to restructure their lives in a way that their children feel loved and cared for and feel wanted, feel like they matter more than maybe the parent's job or whatever else they've got going on in their life. You know, and sometimes what you see, and it's a very sad thing, if there's animosity between a husband and a wife, and particularly where there's divorces, sometimes if you see have a child that maybe looks a lot like the other parent, you know, maybe it's living with a mom and that child looks like the dad or vice versa, or maybe acts a lot like them or whatever, it can cause rejection from that parent because it reminds them of an ex-wife or reminds them of an ex-husband. You know, and every time they're around that child, or maybe it was a child born out of wedlock, conceived out of wedlock, and every time that they look at that child, they see, you know, they see that man that they had slept with before, or maybe an abusive situation, and it can bring rejection because of the bad memories that particular parent has. Some of the, you know, in addressing this. Really, the main reason I'm addressing some of this is, you know, the one thing that the enemy always tries to do consistently is to steal our identity that's in Christ. And so he comes at us with rejection and various things to try to have us question who we are, or question that we fit in, or question that we belong. And as we can learn to see people and recognize the symptoms of a sick heart, of a sick soul, of a wounded soul, it will help us to step beyond judging people so much and to realize this is a person that needs prayer. This is someone that maybe needs a hug, maybe someone that needs to know that they're valuable, that there's a calling on their life, that there's a reason for their life, that they don't fall behind in any good thing. God didn't, you know, he didn't create anybody higher than another. We are truly created equal in God's eyes, and he put special purposes and beautiful gifts and potential and all of that in each and every person. And there's not one that he loves more than another. There's not one that he favors more than another. We are truly all his favorite. He loves each and every one of us. You know, one thing you will see, and I've seen this many times, it's got to where, and I've dealt with rejection. I think everybody has. But you get to where you recognize the signs of someone that is suffering with that. One thing I have noticed, now you'll see people kind of go one of two ways many times. Sometimes you'll see people, if they have encountered rejection or have felt rejected, they'll become like super overachievers. You know, they're constantly trying to attain this level of acceptance that they no longer feel it rejected. It's really kind of like a self-medicating their rejection. They typically feel like they can never do anything good enough. You know, and it becomes a driving force. It becomes a driving motivation in their life to excel. You know, they're like, if I can just make enough money, people will like me. Or if I can just have the best job or be the most talented, or, you know, if I can be the class president, if I can have a 4.0 average, just all of these various things that, and it's good to be motivated. I mean, it's good to want to excel and have a spirit of excellence. But there's a difference in a spirit of excellence in someone that's driven to excel because they suffer from rejection. Many times those people that have a spirit of excellence, there'll be a different, a different contentment when they do good and feeling satisfied, whereas someone that is dealing with a spirit of rejection, many times it's like it's never enough. It's like, okay, that's, you know, I'm still not feeling accepted, you know, because it's a wound. It's a soul wound. And so it doesn't go away just by having a few friends or just by having a few people, maybe even give them honors of some sort or a plaque of having excelled in some particular thing or achieved some something. You know, they still feel that rejection because that healing comes from God. You know, and then you'll see others that will go the totally opposite direction in like a rebelliousness, you know, and be extreme with it, that if people rejected them when they were young or teenagers, whatever, they didn't feel like they could measure up. Maybe they had some issues, learning issues, just whatever the case, or maybe they even had some behavior issues. And, you know, they'll think, well, I'm just, you know, if they don't accept me, then I'm just going to give them a reason not to like me, you know. That's one thing I've heard people talk about, people that get into gangs, you know, many of the gangs, Hells Angels and Desperados and all this various things, is they, you know, they'll say that they feel acceptance from them. It feels like family to them. And they escape that rejection, at least to a degree, that they have felt from maybe members of their own family or friends and peers and things like that, by getting into those gangs where they feel like, okay, they accept me and they accept me for who I am and they love me and they have a sense of family with them, sadly. So, you know, you'll see the other end of that. And, you know, and you may all, I know I, myself, I can look into my family, extended family and kinfolks, and there's different ones that I can see myself, and that's, you know, my husband and I were talking about this just, it might have been today, actually, yesterday or today, about different ones that it's like, you know what, they just went a totally different way than they were raised, you know, and very extreme in some ways, you know. And I told my husband, I said, that's rejection in their lives. Of course, when you know, some of these young people, when you know their history as a little kid, maybe they came out of a broken home or felt like an older sibling had favor that they didn't have, that there was partiality in the family. Because anytime there is partiality between kids, the one that's not receiving the partiality is going to feel rejection. And that's just the truth of it. And I realize that every child is different, and parents deal, they have to deal with each child's personality, but that's a different, whole different ball game than showing pure partiality, because that one that's not receiving it is going to absolutely feel rejection, and parents need to be very aware of that and very cautious of that. But I've seen in rejection, in going through things, God doesn't waste anything. He just doesn't. It says what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. And it just, he'll take those things, that opportunity of when we're feeling rejected and when we're feeling like, I've given my very best and it's just not good enough, or people that I thought were friends turned against me, or it seemed like maybe when I was, that they're only my friend if I was always doing something for them, and the minute that I'm not constantly adding to their cause, then they drop you like a hot potato. God will take those situations to cause us to look towards Him. And that's what He wants, even for those others that we encounter that are suffering from rejection and their hearts are broken and they're downcast, and many times they get to condemning themselves. The Bible says in Luke 6:26, it says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." God doesn't ever cause anyone to reject us, but He will use many times those very things to draw us closer to Him. It says if we get to where we're seeking the approval of people too much, we can be caught in a snare of people pleasing or fearing men. And some of the ones that have felt rejected, and they get to that deal of wanting to be overachievers, constantly. That's what that becomes, is people pleasing. They're looking for the approval of people. And we have to realize that our approval comes from God. But I love how God, He uses the brokenness of our hearts due to rejection to reiterate to us that we are loved by Him. Loved by Him. When, sometimes when we, when we have felt, that no one else accepts us and no one else loves us, God will take those times of loneliness. He'll take those times of rejection. He'll take those times of being betrayed or being disowned, or anything else, and that's when He will call to us. And He calls to those others that He loves us, that He never leaves us, He never forsakes us. And it really is, it's an awesome time, an awesome opportunity of drawing close to God and seeing firsthand through His love who we are in Christ. That our identity is truly in Him. Our identity is not in our income. Our identity is not in the job we have. It's not in the social standing. It's not in your last name. It's not in your school grades. It's not in the neighborhood you live in, or the vehicle you drive, or the awards you've won, or anything else. Our identity is in Christ. And that's where our worth truly is. Favor is a blessing from God. The favor of God comes from Him. And our future's in Him. He'll open doors that no man can shut. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Our confidence is in God and God alone. So sometimes those times of rejection and aloneness can be most beautiful times of drawing close to God, because He's always there drawing and calling us. He's always wooing us unto Himself and saying, "Let me love on you. Let me show you who you were created to be." Let me show my plans for you that are always good and never for destruction, that they're always for a future and a hope. You know, the things so that we encounter in life that suffer from a spirit of rejection, the people that may be ugly because of the wounded souls, but if we can discern what we are truly seeing in others, you know, certainly we need to inspect our own hearts or time and realize, you know, are we suffering from rejection? Are we acting out? Are we behaving in certain ways because of rejection that we've encountered? But when it comes to people that we come across and young people and even others, older too, no one is exempt or immune from it, that if we can discern what we're seeing, then we can pray to the root of that problem. You know, not just say, well, they're just a bad person. They're just, they're just a drug head. They're just a this. They're just, you know, first one thing and another. But if we can, ask God to show us, Lord, what is the root here? What's going on with this person? And then if we can understand that there's a spirit of rejection working there, then we can pray for them and honestly pray for them with a heart of compassion. And then God can bring healing. You know, he can go to the root of that and bring healing to their hearts and help show them who they are, you know, where that they can then live a life of peace. You know, there's when people feel rejected, there's a lack of peace. You know, there's a certain amount of fear that sets in because sometimes they start looking and expecting to be rejected, and it really draws it to them. But if they understand that they're loved by God and that we are his beloved and that there's purpose, there's destiny, there's blessing, there's favor where he wants us to have favor in the areas that he designates, then it just brings healing that draws them unto him. And they begin to see their wonderful worth and value in the kingdom of God. I want to end this with a scripture. Let's see. Ephesians, let me find this. Ephesians 1:5. In Ephesians 1, verse 5, it says, in this King James, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. We are loved by God. He has accepted us. Does that mean he accepts sin? No, but he wipes it away with his blood. He doesn't say, go fix yourself and then come back. He says, I love you. I will clean you up. You come to me, and I will heal the wounds, and I will heal the scars, and I will show you that you're loved and that you belong to me and that you're a citizen of heaven. So what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing that God can take such brokenness and can bring such a beautiful destiny and beautiful purpose and can use it and use us not only, you know, he'll use the brokenness that we've encountered to help bring healing to other people. Beautiful and wonderful. Well, I want to play one more song. And I thought it was so appropriate. It's by Casting Crowns, and it's called Who Am I?
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
That's one of the most important things, messages in that song or in the word, is that we are His. It'll bring peace, contentment, and purpose, and just a rest and satisfaction just to know that we are God's and that He loves us so much. Well, I am ready to take callers. We don't have very many people on here tonight so far. So just a handful of you, just a very few. I've noticed that a lot of people tend to call in further into the program. They'll begin to call in. So anyhow, my first caller here, 910-709. How are you, Miss Sylvia?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you tonight. Good to thank you for calling in and listening to the whole program and stuff. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Well, let's pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father, and I just thank you for her heart, Lord, for her heart of obedience and her heart, Lord, that just seeks for more of you, God. And I thank you, God, for the purposes and the plans that you have for her, God, Lord, that you've had her on a journey. Lord, you've, like he's had you on a track, almost like a train track. And he's got you on track. You are on track. What God has for you, and he has you on this journey. He has got your journey laid out ahead of you just like a train track. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you've called Sylvia, Lord, to that she has a special calling, Lord, that she has a special calling and anointing, God, Lord, to reach those that have been unreachable. To touch those that have not been easily touched, Lord, and to go into the byways and the highways, Lord, to go into those places that are even out of the way. Lord, I thank you. Sylvia, I think I have ministered this similar to you before, but I have many times seen that, you know, like the word talks about, Jesus left and went after the one. You know, he left the 99 to go get the one, and it just seems like I have seen so many times in my heart the Lord using you to go after those that have strayed, to go after those ones, to go after those that are on the outskirts. You know, those that have been wounded, those that have been a hard case, those that have been been rebels to some degree, those that have been cast aside, those that have been unwanted by others, that I see God using you and using the love of God that's in you, and that friend, just that friend anointing to help bring those in, you know, to be able to touch them and to bring a sense of there's someone here that I can trust, there's someone here that truly cares. And that you'll intercede and that you'll stand in the gap. It's like I can just see you interceding for others and being faithful to stand in the gap and intercede for others. But it's I can sense in my heart God like saying that he can trust you. He can trust you with those individuals. He can trust you with those that would be maybe a bit fragile for you know, just to come into some of the groups, you know, some of those people that would not be comfortable just walking into a big revival or into a big church and being, you know, and feeling like that they were under the gun or under the spotlight of a group, but that they will have, that you have that ability to make them feel comfortable. And the one-on-one, you know, that one-on-one heartfelt prayers and heartfelt conversations. And just that, like it's almost like an anointing for friendship to be able to be, I use the word intimate in the sense of friend, of like friendship, uh-huh. of just being real with people, being genuine with someone, and being able to speak to people on just a down-to-earth level that they can relate to and that they can feel comfortable with. I just see God like sending you out because he can trust you with those. See, he can trust you with those people that are maybe too fragile for other settings or have trust issues. Many of them are going to have trust issues towards like organized settings, organized meetings. group things. But God's going to use you. God's going to, it probably already does, but it's like God, you are on, I just sense that you're on track, that God's got a specific journey for you and some special anointings that are on you. And God is going to send you after those ones, those lost sheep that need that special one-on-one attention, that need that need the ministry, that need the prayers, that need the friendship that you, God, has put within you. You'll have what it takes to touch many of those that would not be touched otherwise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Keep Jesus. Amen.
That's a beautiful anointing, and I love that. You know, for me personally, I love one-on-one meetings and contacts like that. I love that sort of thing more than, like, you know, getting up in front, you know, with a microphone in front of a group of people. I mean, I've done some of that, but I love those private, more intimate gatherings of one or two or three, and you know, those type things where you really build relationships and you really get down to on a heart level with people. I love that sort of thing. So that's
you know, that is something you said, that because there was someone Sunday God had laid on my heart, and I had talked to her last summer, and I had planned to ask her, you know, to come to church with me. So lately I've been thinking about it. So Sunday after church, I went to look for her, but I couldn't find. Someone told me sort of like, you know, where she lived. And I went looking for her, and I wasn't able to find her. But my brother tonight, he says that he knows where she lives. And it's been on my heart to, you know, to talk to her and to ask her to come to church. And she has trouble with, you know, being able to clothe herself. So I had already made up my mind that I was going to take her, you know, and get her, you know, some things to wear and sort of try to, you know, talk to her. And it's funny that you said that, because Sunday when I came out of church, God laid her on my heart so strong, and I went looking for her.
How precious.
And she has, so yeah, I went looking for her, and then I went by her sister's house, and she told me that she didn't know her number, and she didn't know where she lived. And so then that told me that she did tell me one time that, you know, she sort of don't get along with her sister, so she's like by herself. So I'm going to, I hope he's coming back tonight with where I can find her. Because that's what I felt like it was a sign when I came out of church Sunday, and then you speak it tonight. Because it's like I'm really, you know, trying to, you know, talk to her and trying to, you know, talk to her about, you know, where she is, what's going on, and then I wanted to talk to her about God. And so I figure I would do it in different steps instead, because sometimes you can come out to people with the God thing, and, you know, sometimes people come on too strong. So I knew her from growing up. She's younger than I am, but I knew her from growing up. So I figure, you know, I would catch up with her and just slowly, you know, walk her into, you know, and tell her about God and what he can do for, change her life.
You know, you see that sign on churches sometimes, and I know it sounds cliche, but it's so real, that sign that you'll see, that it'll say, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And I thought that's really so profound. It's really so very true that people, they really don't care how educated people are as far as a lot of the word stuff. They want to see that people are real. You know, they want to see that people honestly care, and it's not just a seminary lesson that they've learned, and they've learned how to repeat the right words and how to say pretty prayers. You know, they want to hear and know that there's something from the heart, and that it's genuine, and that it is life-changing, and that someone honestly You know, when they say God loves you or I love you, that they honestly do.
Right, right. So I'm hoping he comes back tonight and he found her, because that was my that was my mission yesterday. Because when I came out of church, it was so strong, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, why do I have this person on my mind so strong? So tonight, you're telling me why. It's like I'm really going after her. So I told my brother, I said, and I believe that her self-esteem is low and the whole thing. So I told my brother, I said, I don't have much money, you know, but I'm going to try to meet, you know, some of her needs. You know, because I do know that she has needs, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to try to meet some of those. And if I can't meet it, then I can talk to someone at my church. But it was like so strong yesterday. I was like, oh, my. And now you're telling me why it's so strong. Well, God is telling me why it's so strong.
I sense that these type assignments, that you will do these again and again and again. This is not going to be a once or twice thing. There will be person after person that God does this in your life and sends you to and connects you with. And, you know, the giving is a beautiful thing, because, you know, the word says given, it shall be given. That planting those seeds of giving, even when, you know, we give out of our own need, you know, when we don't have enough, and yet God loves that, and He blesses that so much, and it can literally open the windows of heaven over our life, you know, and we just don't know what it does in the hearts of others too.
Yeah, because I told my brother, I said, please see if you can find her. I said, because it was so strange. I spoke that tonight. I said, because I'm gonna try to, you know, change some things in her life. And he says, you mean to tell me you're going to spend money? I said, oh, yes. I said, even if I have to cut some corners, I'm going to spend some money. He said, why don't you give it? I said, this is not about you. I said, this is about, you know, her. I just feel the strong pulling to her to, you know, do these things.
That's beautiful. Yes. That's beautiful. Yeah, you never know exactly how much you're witnessing. And just taking that time with someone, you know, how it'll change their life, you know, and even then who they'll touch, you know, then when they've been touched, how they'll reach out and touch others. It's definitely a domino effect, but that's a beautiful anointing. And like I said, when I was speaking to you, it's like I could hear God saying, He can trust you. He gives you those assignments because He can trust you. And it is an anointing in your life, and it's something that I really feel will be repeated numerous times. So that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. I love that.
Praise thank God. You, Jesus. Yes, praise the Lord. I wanted to see my friend Julia May. She calls you sometimes. She talks to you sometimes. And she had you praying for her daughter, Jennifer, that had COVID. Well, today, Jennifer is back in the hospital, and she has, they don't know if it's just, the doctor says fluid or pneumonia, so she's back in there again. And so I'm not sure if Julia's on the line tonight, but I decided I was going to ask you, you know, if you would pray for Jennifer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I have prayed for Jennifer some, even when we weren't on the show, for sure. Well, Father, I just want to bring Jennifer to you, Lord. And Father, we just ask for healing for this girl, Lord. Father, that you just intervene in the way that only you can, Lord, and just completely burn out every cell of infection, Lord. Father, whether this be COVID or it be some kind of weakness in her body from having had COVID, Lord, I just speak healing over her now. And, Lord, your word says you send your word and heal them. So, Father, we just send your word that by your stripes she was healed, Lord. By your stripes she was healed. And, Lord, we just thank you for the anointing, Lord, that it would just flow through her and over her, Lord, that she would tangibly feel your touch tonight. And, Lord, that it would bring comfort and peace to her, Lord, and be bring comfort and peace to Julia May, Father, and her family. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for a miraculous recovery, Lord, and that these hospital visits, this continual hospital and doctor stuff, Lord, that this come to an end now. Lord, that there be resurrection power, Lord, course through her body this minute, Lord, resurrection power of God, the blood of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over her. And Lord, we thank you now, Lord, for doing your good and perfect work in her body.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that will amaze the doctors. Lord, we just ask for an amazing recovery, Lord, that will be a witness to those in the hospital, Lord, those that are around her, Lord, that they will know that the hand of God did this. So, Lord, we thank you now, and we praise you in advance for good report. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Well, I'll just keep praying for her and just believing to hear a good report on that, that God will just raise her up and that that girl be able to just move on with something besides with what God has for her, precious.
Yes.
Well, thank you, dear lady. I enjoyed talking to you. I love hearing your stories of what God's doing. It's always just, it's so encouraging to me, and I just love hearing how God's moving in everybody's lives.
Yes, well, I thank you for praying tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and I will talk to you again. God bless you.
Okay, fine. You too. Bye.
All right, 251-342. Is this Miss Latrice?
How are you today? It is Latrice.
I'm good. Sweetie, how are you tonight?
It is well.
Good, good. I always like hearing that everybody is blessed and doing good and living in the goodness of God. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice, Lord. I thank you, God, for the witness. I'm hearing the word witness. I thank you, Lord, for the witness that she is to those around her. Lord, I thank you that her life, Lord, that not only her words, but that her life and how she lives her life is a witness to others, Lord. I thank you, God, for the that lifting up, Lord, that lifting up anointing that's on her life, Lord, that there's something about her life, Lord, that it builds up and lifts up others, Lord, that when she brings, that when she's even in a room, Lord, when she's around people, that there's a lifting up anointing, that feeling of it, you bring encouragement where you go, that where you are, that you have a way of bringing people out of the doldrums, of bringing people out of the blues, so to speak. That there's something about you, something that's in your voice, something about just your ways, the way you express yourself, and it's just an anointing on your life as well, that you have that ability, even without knowing it sometime, that you have that way of encouraging other people, of just lifting the heaviness off of them, of making them bringing some cheerfulness into their life, of just making them forget about problems for a time being. You just have something about you that lifts others up and brings some joy and light into their life. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, how you use Latrice, Lord. I'm hearing the word connect, Lord. I just thank you, God, for how you use her in connections, how you use her to it's like I'm hearing the word integrate. Lord, that you use her, Lord, in connecting people to one another, an ability to like build things. It's kind of like, you know, you've heard people, I'm sure you've heard some people call it like an anointing of administration, which really just means people that are able to kind of put things together, of kind of bringing things together. You know, some people will say, oh, if you're able to put meetings together, plan parties, put all of this stuff, you know, able to kind of bring all the loose ends together and kind of coordinate things, like, you know, almost like a coordinator, somebody. It just, you know, it seems like I sense that there's, you have that ability to kind of put things together in the sense of just connecting people and bringing the ends together, so to speak. And I don't know if that's something that you have done. I just sense that that's something that's an ability that's in your life, whether you've been moving in that or not. I don't know. But that you have a comfort about you, what's the word I'm looking for? A confidence. You have like a confidence in a sense about you that makes people comfortable with your decisions, comfortable with how you put things together that people are just comfortable with it. That when you say, okay, well, if we do this and this, and we let this person do that, and we put this together, then you know this is going to flow good, and that people would have confidence. In your decisions, would have confidence and be comfortable with how you organize things and how you put things together, that how you connect people, that people have an ease with you, so to speak. You know, whereas some people might try to do something, they would get a lot of confrontation and a lot of opposition from others. It's just like a sense that, you know, whether it's like a friendship thing with you, but more like people would have confidence in you, that they were like, well, she knows what she's doing, and she's usually right about these sort of things, and you know, she's done this before, and it worked out good. Just that people would have a confidence and a comfort, and how you put things together. So, anyhow, I don't know that I've ever said that over you. I don't know that I've ever seen that particularly about you before. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for that ability, Lord, to lift people up, and Lord, that ability to put things together, Lord, and you, Lord, that favor comes from God, and Lord, yes, that ability, yes, to be accepted in what we do, Lord. Lord, when you use us in situations, when you use us in organizations, when you use us in groups of people and settings, even if it's just a home meetings and things, Lord, I thank you for the favor, God, that causes people to accept us and to accept the working that you're doing, Lord. And I just thank you for that, God. And I thank you for that friendship thing and that lifting up thing that's within her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
So I'm curious, is that something that you have done before? You know, in group planning? Okay. You know, I never have really talked with you that much as far as, like, you know, I mean, I prayed for you, but I've not really ever talked to you much about just your life and what you do and things like that. And so that's neat. Like I said, I don't recall ever having particularly given you that word or saying that about you, but that's an awesome thing.
Yep, and it was pretty accurate.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be able to put things together and plan things, and people go along with it, and people say, yeah, she knows what she's doing, this will be great, you know, and not having, you know, and not necessarily having people that are always kicking against the pricks, because a lot of times you get some of those that are going, oh no, now we're going to do this my way or the highway. But that's great. Thank you, Jesus. Well, did you have any specific prayer requests today, Latrice?
I do. I have some unspoken prayer requests.
Uh-huh.
Ask that you agree with me as touching on.
Okay.
And also my myself and my classmates for this class, this course, in chess tomorrow and this week.
Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord. You know the unspoken request, Lord, and even the situation with this class that she's speaking of, Lord. I just thank you, God, for guidance and for favor, Lord, and for, Lord, causing things to flow easily, causing things to, Lord, to come together and just work the way it should. Lord, I thank you, Father, for ability to problem solve and the ability, God, to... Lord, just to have the answers when needed, Lord. So, Father, I just thank
Amen.
You for keeping each one, for bringing blessing, for, Lord, for bringing the equation. Lord, for bringing the equation. Lord, as you know, sometimes, many times, that's what we're looking for is the, We're looking for the answer. We're looking for the equation. You know, if one and one, if two and two equals four, we're looking for that equation. We're looking how to bring things together to a successful end. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for all you're doing and working in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And I do thank you, Jesus. And I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in, and just thank you for being part of the program and listening in and for loving PGE. And
all right. And have a good one.
You too, sweetie. Good night.
Bye-bye.
251-229.
Yes, hello, woman of God. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Miss Sarah?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good to hear from you, sweetie. I don't think I've talked to you very recently. Well, I hope you're doing good tonight.
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, Father, I thank you for Sarah, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for meeting her at the point of her expectation. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the expectations she has, Lord, in you. The expectations, Lord, that the words you've given her, Lord, the things, the dreams, the plans you've put in her heart, Lord, as you have planted things in her heart, Lord, that expectation has begun to build, Lord. And that expectation, Lord, is followed with faith, Lord. Lord, the faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that her hope, Lord, you've been feeding Sarah's hope. Lord, you've been feeding her hope and growing her expectation, Lord. It's like an excitement building in you, like God's going to do this. God's, you know, just an excitement for the future. You know, whereas some people that dread the future, you know, and they think, oh gosh, what's coming? You know, particularly the things that we see on the news and things like that we try not to watch very much. But I sense like an excitement, and it's from God in your life, God feeding your hope, God feeding that expectation, and God making you to know that he is good for his word. His word is true, and that he's not a man that he can lie, and that his plans for you are good, to give you a hope and a future, and he has purpose and destiny for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for, and I mean this, like, I'm hearing, like, make a believer out of you. And not that you're not a believer as far as saved. Yes, I know you are. But, you know, we'll say that sometimes, you know, when we're talking to people. Oh, this, you know, I'm going to make a believer out of you. You're gonna see that I'm going to do this. You're going to see this is going to happen. I'm going to make it. And God making a believer out of you that you know that what he has told you is coming to pass. That there will not be any doubt. That there will not be any, you know, that you will be steadfast and are steadfast in what God has told you, that you'll become immovable by the things that are going around you and the things you see, that your faith will become so steadfast and your expectations so solid in him and your belief in him that what he has said that he shall do and that he has not changed his mind. And that even at times when things are delayed, because things do get delayed some, he stretches us that way. He allows our faith to grow through the stretching. Not everything does God cause. There are things the enemy tries to hold things back, tries to delay things. Sometimes things are delayed simply by the people that are involved in what we're waiting on. You know, it's not always us. Sometimes it has to do with the other people and the other things that are involved in that particular event or encounter or whatever. You know, but in the stretching and in the waiting, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. See, in those times, he's growing us. He's stretching us. He's building our faith. He is strengthening us. But even in the waiting, I just sense like an immovableness in your faith of like solid faith. Of like, no, God has said and God is going to do. I don't care if it's today or tomorrow or next year. God has said and it's going to happen. So, Father, I just thank you, God, in working in Sarah's life and bringing a strength to her, Lord, bringing a strength to her that is going to amaze even her, God, at the strength that you give her, Lord, to see those things come to pass, that you have said. And, Lord, I just thank you for her faith being rewarded and for her faithfulness being rewarded, Lord, to keep pressing in, to keep pressing on, to keep hanging on, to keep expecting, to keep speaking what is not as though it were. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, Lord, that you're making her strong, God, that you're making her strong, Lord, and that reward is hers, Lord, that she shall see those things come to pass, God, that you have put in her heart. And I thank you, Father, now for the rejoicing. It's like I can see the rejoicing that's coming. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for the fulfillment. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and your love towards her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, my goodness, I can really sense the Spirit. I feel the Spirit of God that's all mm-hmm. over you. And I tell you, it's wonderful.
God is good. God is good. I just sense him working in you, doing beautiful things and just making you strong, you know, stronger than you would believe, stronger than you would know, that stronger than you would think you would be. Praise God. Well,
praise
Sarah,
God.
Do you have any specific things you were wanting prayer about tonight?
Well, yes, I am still with the children, I think. I don't know if I told you. I'm still working with the babies and just wanted prayer for favor on the job and strength.
Yeah, with babies, sure. Well, Lord, I thank you, Lord, just for energy for Sarah. Lord, I thank you, God, certainly for favor of God. Lord, she has the favor of God on her life. And Lord, I thank you for that privilege, Lord, of being able to sow into those little lives, Lord, and to just, Lord, show them the love of God and let them feel even the love of God and her touch. And Lord, as she's hugging those babies and touching those babies and, Lord, snuggling them up, Lord, that they just feel the love and the care and the hands of God, the hands of the Lord around them. And, Lord, I just thank you for the wisdom of God for Sarah, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for giving her energy, just a fresh infusion of energy, Lord, for every day, each and every day, Lord, that she's on the job and even on the days that she's off, Lord, that her rest will just be multiplied, that 4 or 5 hours of sleep would feel like 8 or 9 hours of sleep, Lord, and that she'll just wake up each day re-energized and refreshed and ready for the beginning of a new day and new adventures. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. You know, woman of God, as I was listening and everything about the testimonies and just everything you shared with me tonight, is sometimes when I get maybe 6 or 7 hours of sleep or what have you, the Lord has, it's the comfort in your voice that the Lord makes it where it's relaxing and you just feel so much comfort that the Lord has put on your life, you know?
Oh,
and
thank God.
And I just thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for PGN as well because, you know, there are people that are hurting and people that need the Lord on a daily basis that's reaching out, and he's made it available. So that's a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah. PGN has been a blessing to my life for sure. I've known Randy for about 14 years maybe. And he's been a blessing to my life and a blessing to my family. Some of, you know, most of the ones are in heaven now, but he's just been a huge blessing, and it's been a wonderful friend. So it's PGN is a blessing in my life too, for sure. But I appreciate it, and thank you for being a part of the PGN family.
Oh, you're welcome, definitely. Well, I thank the Lord for you tonight. Continue to be a blessing to others as you've been a blessing to me tonight.
Oh, God bless. Well, have a blessed night, sweetie, and sweet sleep tonight, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Get a little drink right quick. 443-373. Is this Mr. Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm okay. How about you? Thank you.
I'm good. And loving this springy type weather we're having is just so nice after all of that nasty weather we had a few weeks ago. So loving it. Ready
for
spring.
I bet.
Well, listen, Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for Dave. And Lord, I thank you for the time of coming out. Lord, I thank you for the season of coming out of hiding. Lord, I thank you for the season of... It's like God has had you hidden away to some degree. He's had you hidden away to an extent, but your time of coming out is upon you. Your time of I feel that. Your time of coming out is upon you. He's bringing you out of the cave, so to speak. He's bringing you out. And you're going to come out with great glory, great favor. Great favor upon your life, great purpose, just moving forward. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the glory of God upon his life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God. Lord, I thank you for a voice to be heard. Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, for his voice being heard. Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving him a voice, Lord, for opening opportunities. Lord, that God, I just see God like opening doors to you, and you having a voice in places. Not having to push doors open. You're not God doing this. God bringing you out. It's like almost like you've been hidden away, and it wasn't like in a bad way. God has had you in a time of resting, sort of in a time of. Just in a time of rest, a time of being set back to rest, just a time of incubating, so to speak, almost. But a time of that, your time of coming out, your time of coming out is upon you, and God is going to bring you out with great favor. He's going to bring you out with blessing upon your life. It's going to be seen by others. It's not just blessing that you're aware of, but you're going to be seen by others. You're going to have a voice with others, and God opening doors, God directing your steps. And I would just say, be ready to move on. Whether that's, I don't know if that's a literal move as far as like a relocation, that I don't know. I just see your time of coming out is there. God is doing this. This is God's plan. This is God's purpose. And just be ready to flow and move with God.
Amen.
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 So, are you aware of some movement going on yet?
Yeah.
Or I mean, okay, great.
It feels like things are just starting, to open up.
Yeah.
I know, the Lord has a purpose, and He definitely has. He's been using me in different places, and I'm just trying to. I don't feel like it's one specific place. I feel like God's going to open a lot of doors. That's just what comes to my spirit.
Yeah, no,
and
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
and it feels like this big coming out is like it's right in front of you. Not to say that you haven't already begun moving in that direction, but it's like it's right in front. It's like I can see almost like an opening in front of you, but it's like right in front of you. So praise God.
Amen.
Well. Was there anything in specific that you were wanting prayer about?
Yeah, maybe just for a home for my family would be awesome.
Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, Father, that you want all of us to have a home, Lord, all of us to have that place that we can call our own, Lord, just the security, Father, Lord, the security of having a home and a place for children.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, to feel that they belong, that this is ours, Lord, just the comfort and the security, Lord, even for a family of this is home, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing his family, Lord, for directing their steps, Lord, for taking them to the place where they need to be. And Lord, not only that, but that they have great favor, Lord, for the best deals,
mm-hmm.
Lord, for unusual favor, Lord. Lord, even those things that that they get in on deals, maybe, Lord, that's not even gone public yet. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for it's kind of strange to our family that I'll just put this in this. It almost feels like God, that like a place that would not be known. You know, God giving you like the inside. What do they call that? The inside tip on something. There's a different word for that.
Yeah,
that like giving you the inside scoop, so to speak, on maybe a place that's not just on the open market. God, some kind of special deal. You know, I'm not going to say what because I don't really know. But Lord, I just thank you, God, for the favor of God, Lord, and for those things even that maybe would be hidden from the eye of others, Lord, for just that inside, Lord, that inside tip, that inside deal,
mm-hmm.
Lord, that special favor that just comes from God. Mm-hmm. You know, God, you know, I've seen God do that. I know it's just like I tell Randy here, it's been a few weeks ago. There's a place that's for sale that we have some interest in, that the man that has it, for his wife had passed away, and in this place is a couple hours from here, and it's not on the market yet. But see, the girl that's our realtor, she knows this guy personally, and he is going to let her list it, and because she knew us and she knew him, she got us in to view that place when it wasn't even for sale and yet still tied up in an estate. And see, that's like an inside deal. That's like an inside kind of scoop,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, inside tip that we were allowed to go in, even while he's still living there and doesn't even have things there. We were allowed to go in and view that whole property to get a tour by the owner and him, you know, ask him anything we wanted to ask him and get specifics about that property and know about that property and that it's going to be for sale, even though right now it's tied up in an estate, and know what it's going to be. I mean, you know, that's that inside tip kind of thing, because of the connections, because our realtor just happened to be the same person that he knows that he's going to use, and we've known her for several years now. See, that's a thing. It's 99% of the population would not know that place is going to be up for sale, much less know what it's going to be. And far as I know, I don't know anybody else that has got to already go in and view the place and much less talk to the owner, because typically when you go with a realtor, you don't really get to talk to the owners. Typically the owners aren't there. They leave and let you walk through a place with a realtor.
Right.
But, I mean, we got to get the tour from the owner and ask him anything we wanted to ask him. So that's the kind of inside deal, you know, that's what I call an inside deal, and it's you know, it's like I was sensing something like that for y'all. I'm not going to say, thus saith the Lord, but it's kind of like that's what I was kind of sensing. And I just pray that for y'all, you know, those kind of inside deals where you get the best deal in the favor of God and get the first options and things. And, Father, I just thank you for doing that in Dave's life. And, Lord, I just speak that over his life and ask that for them, Lord, that you will give him that inside deal where that they have opportunity at the best price, at the most timely timing for them, the most convenient timing for them, Lord, for all of this to come together, Lord, and to be amazed at what you do for them, at what you're able to bring forth for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Wow. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, that's the kind of stuff that only God does. And it's, you know, then we're able to look back and say, only God did that, because a lot of that stuff, we couldn't even dream it up, you know. We'd never even cross our minds, much less see it come to pass, because God's doing it. It's, you know, that's like kisses from the Lord of just special favor and blessing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, thank you for taking the time for me, and you have a blessed night. Always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I do, you too. Look forward to hearing what God's doing in your life.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Good night.
All right.
Let me write down a couple of these numbers right quick. All right. Okay. 919-292. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 919-292.
Hello, this is Shakola. I don't know, Carolina, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I don't think I've talked to you too much lately. Good to hear from you, sweetie.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, all righty. Well, let's just pray for you. And Lord, I thank you for Shaquilla, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for your love that you have for her, Lord. I thank you, God, that you've been drawing her and wooing her, Lord, that you've been speaking to your Lord. She is recognizing your leading and your voice more and more. And Father, I just thank you, God, of how you're orchestrating things. It's like I can see God just forming things. That he's like going before you and he's kind of forming things and bringing some things together. It's not like they're formed yet, but it's like he's starting to put some things together. That some things would begin to pan out. Some things would begin to kind of come together in the not too distant future. Some things that God is doing, and just sensing in my heart that it's not just your plans. That some of the things that God did, that this is God's plans. You know, they may feel like your plans. You may think, okay, I've got this plan, and there's some things I'm wanting to do. But really, that God is orchestrating a lot of this, that He's working in the midst of the scene. You know, sometimes we'll say He's working behind the scenes, but what I'm saying is like He's in front. You know, like He's ahead of you there, and that God is working in front of you. He's working in these things, shaping some things up, and creating, you know, just shaping some things up so that it would be for your good, and it would be also for His plan and for, you know, in God's will for your life. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of God and Shaquilla, Lord, and I thank you, God, for clarity for her, God. Lord, as she moves forward, that she'll have clarity, Lord, and that confusion will have no place in anything, Lord, that she'll, it's like I can hear that song. I can see clearly now, and I don't remember all the rest of the words. But just a clarity of being able to see that, like, okay, I can see clearly. I can see this next step and the next step. I can see this, and being able not only to see the next step, but to be able to say, okay, I can see this working out. I can see, you know, I can see this, being able to see like further into it of, okay, this would be a good thing for me. I can see how this would be the right decision, or I'm not going to say anyhow. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to add anything to that. Just that this would be the right thing and the right decision, and I can see how this would work out to be a blessing in my life and a good way to go. So, Lord, I just thank you for the clarity, Lord. I thank you for the blessing on her life, and Lord, I thank you, God, how that you're shaping things up for her good. And for her peace and for her well-being, Father, I thank you, Lord, for forming things, even God, Lord, for provision, Lord, for forming things that will add to her provision, will bring in provision for her, Lord, that all of this is just going to work for her blessing. And you know, Shaquilla, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. I don't know, you know, I don't know what this pertains to. I just don't know. I don't know if it pertains to jobs, to people, to moves, or anything else. It's just like I just sense God ahead of you, shaping things up and bringing things together and kind of bringing a plan together. And you've been able to, as He does this, you've been able to see clearly and have a confidence and a peace about you of, okay, this is, I can see this. I can, this is good. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for more understanding and all of that. And Lord, I thank you for the clarity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All I can say is wow. It's always a wow moment. I just thank God. You didn't know it, but I'm scheduled to move in my place, my new place, on this weekend. And that's basically God answered my prayers, because I had been praying in regards to, Lord, is this the right thing? You know, I'm scheduled to move in, and, you know, it's certain things that I need for my place. So mm-hmm. I've just been praying about it, but I just know God is going to provide. So I thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. Praise God. Yeah, no, I hadn't, like I said, I hadn't talked to you in a while, and of course I had no idea about any kind of move or anything. I just could see God ahead of you, just forming and putting things together, and thanks for your blessing, thanks for your good, and really giving you a confidence in seeing that, okay, this is right. So praise God. Well, I just pray that God, Lord, I just thank you for bringing everything to Shaquilla that she needs, Lord. Lord, for her new home, you know, whether it be furniture and silverware and pots and pans, Lord, the finances for all the deposits, Lord, just whatever she needs, Lord, whatever she needs in any way, Lord, you know. And I just thank you, Father, for doing everything in a timely way, and, Lord, that she will have the peace of God just surround her and in her heart through every step of it, and all the help she needs in the moving, Lord, that there will be those that will volunteer to help, and will be glad to help her, Lord, in any way that she needs. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's exciting. But to me, moving's always fun. I get bored at the same place for long periods of time. I do get bored finally, and I've always been one that loved the new places and loved new beginnings and new places and new peoples and things like that. So that's exciting for you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. It's always a blessing to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, girl. You too. Thank you for calling in. You have a blessed night.
You as well. God bless you.
Well, come on here, clicker. 205-925. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, hi, Julia May. We were just praying for your daughter just a little while ago when Sylvia had called in. I'm sorry to hear that she's mm-hmm. back in the hospital, but we are just praying and believing for miraculous recovery of her.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God, that this just be the end of it, and God just brings recovery for her.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Well, Father, I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, God, for just her determination, Lord, and just her tenacity just to keep hanging on and standing, Lord, and keep believing and speaking the word, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your word does not return into your void, but it accomplishes everything it was sent to do. Lord, I thank you, Father, for her speaking the word. I just keep hearing Julia May just keep speaking the word of God, speaking the word into the atmosphere, speaking the word of God to your child, but just keep speaking the word of God, and don't let the enemy try to put any words other than the words of God in your mouth. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection around Julia May and around her daughter, Lord, around her family, Lord, and I just thank you, God, for the angels, Lord. Your word says your angels encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. Lord, I thank you for your delivering power, God, that your arm is not short to save, Lord, that you are faithful and just and true, Lord, and you're a God that delivers your children and brings healing. I thank you, Jesus, for your blood that did a perfect and complete work. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. Shall not want, Lord. I just thank you, Jesus,
our
shepherd, Lord, that you're bringing everything that we need, the healing, the protection, the guidance, Lord, that you push back the devourer, Lord, that you rebuke the devourer, that whether it's trying to devour finances, our peace, our health, Lord. Father, I just thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sakes in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing. And, Lord, I speak Lord, even just a season of healing and rest, Lord, over Julia May and her whole household, Lord, where it seems like that the battle has kind of droned on and on at times, Lord, and would try to bring even weariness from just battle weary. Father, just a season, even, God, in you of rest and healing and recuperation, Lord. just a season of God, Lord. And Lord, I ask you for a long season, Father, for them, of healing, Lord, of joy, being able to return, Lord, of not having to feel like that they're having to hold the sword every minute, Lord, that they're not having to watch for the battle every moment, Lord, that even the soldiers that go overseas, Lord, they get R&R. They get rest and relaxation. And I just thank you, Lord, for a season of R&R for Julia May and her family, Lord, to be refreshed, to be healed, to relax, Lord, to just rest in you. And Lord, for that restoration, to come. And restoration, Lord, for the energy to become just that time of R&R, just relax and just be restored and refreshed. In Jesus' mighty and precious, beautiful name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I know that you must feel overdue for some R&R, and I just speak that over you, for you and your whole family.
Oh yeah, she's doing fine. She didn't tell me she want to go home and everything, but they saw she does have some pneumonia. She picked up some fluid, and so they got the antibiotics started, and then they're gonna check her later on, do another swallow and test, make sure she didn't swallow something that made it, because they don't understand the water the fluid build up. So we're gonna go ahead and do another COVID test and the virus, make sure she don't. Flu, make sure she don't have that. But I told him, the other day we went out and it was a little cool and raining, so it might have been too much for her.
Well, I just believe for her immune system to be built up and just restoration to come to this girl, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for doing it. Y'all are so overdue, just that time of just healing and restoration and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, and I just totally believe with you for God to raise her up and for this all of it. This just to be the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. She is a blessed girl to have a mama that speaks the word over
her. She always blessed to have God, too, because he done brought through a lot. Because I tell people, she done been through a lot and come up, He done brought through a lot. That's a blessing right there. Mm-hmm.
It is. God is with you guys. God is with you.
Yes, he is.
Well, was there anything else you wanted prayer for, Julia, while I have you?
No, that's all. Just regular, just praying for everybody. And I had another friend, like I said, they getting their diploma. Y'all been praying for them, so they done started getting there. I said, thank God, because like I said, we started in September stuff, putting in unemployment, hadn't got it. And they started back school. Well, they started school today, but, a lot of folks didn't work up. The children still go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So, because I didn't go back because they didn't have a job, and plus I had to take care of Jennifer, so I just took a leave of absence. I'm trying to really find me some work at a home, so I'm praying for that. I'm looking at stuff, a lot of experience, and I know some stuff by a computer, but, they want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years experience. So I'm trying to find some online to do. At least until the fall when school start back.
Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for guiding Julia to the perfect job, Lord, and for open doors for her, Lord, and for blessing, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the favor of God, Lord. Lord, that she'll get the first call, Lord, that she'll get the first opportunity, that she'll get the best opportunity, Lord. And something that will work good for her time-wise, Lord, that it'll be able to work into her schedule so that she's still able to do the duties, the other things that she needs to do. And, Lord, I just thank you for the best pay, with the least amount of hours and least amount of work, Lord, and something that she can enjoy and just be a blessing to her financially in every way. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Take your time.
God bless you too, hon, and let us know how your daughter's doing.
I will. I'll keep your breath.
All right.
Call me for so what God is doing next.
Awesome.
I'm claiming victory. Yes.
Right. All right. Well, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it's giving me the countdown. I don't have anybody else with their hands up right now. I've got one or two that are just listening. So I guess we will call it a night, and I just want to bless each and every one that has listened to the program and has called in. You guys are such a joy to me, and I consider it an honor to minister to you and to pray with you and connect my faith with yours for breakthrough and blessing and just victory in your lives. So God bless you. God keep you. May his love and his favor shine upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen.